Hi, my name is William. I had my first psychotic episode when I was 30 years old, which I believe was a result of a great loss, a traumatic experience I had then, which led to 6 hospitalizations. But now I'm in recovery and I'm doing really well. You know, I'm a father of 2 beautiful children and I'm married, a good husband, I think. Back in 2005, I went to the hospital. I admitted myself. And there I met with peer staff. And they kind of planted the seed of, hey, you know, we're doing it. You know, we take medication. It's okay. You could too. And help others. Like, why not? So it was a seed planted back in 2005, which from then just, it was a rocket ship. I saw peers that were not using drugs and alcohol on the unit, and that made me feel like I can do that too. I think peers are like the number one. I mean family is important too, but peers are like number one because they feel you, they know you. You can relate to them and they can relate to you, and they may not have gone through the same things you've gone through, but peers know more or less, hey, you know what? Recovery isn't one model to follow for everybody. You could find your own. And that's what I did. I used to nest up and just stay in, and I don't want people to feel my pain. It's too much. And yet I was being selfish, and I thought I wasn't being selfish because I thought, if I just stay where I am, I won't hurt anybody. But I was hurting them. We have great support around us. We just need to reach out, you know? Managing a family, I didn't know I could do that, you know? I'm over here, I'm a father of 2 beautiful children. I think I'm a good husband, my wife always tells me. Recovery is not, I'm done with it, that's it. No, because I'm still in recovery. And you can do it too. You can stay in recovery and just be well and help yourself. And who knows, one day you could have your own family too. But I'm not saying rush into that, you know. Take care of yourself first. And, you know, that's what I did.